Okay. All right, let's start off the interview then, and we'll go with that line first of all. So, I mean, would you say there has been a significant shift in attitude, if not a U-turn? What are the changes that we're seeing coming from the government now?
There has been a significant shift in the attitude of ministers. Alistair Darling over the weekend, for example, was saying whatever the troops want, they can get, and we'll give them all the resources they need. Now, in spite of repeated requests from the defence chiefs in the past few weeks and months, both Brown and the Treasury have said no to more troops to Afghanistan.
Is there a shift in attitude then a result of the deaths that we've seen very recently, or is this a more fundamental change that has been coming for a while?
I think it's a pretty dramatic and recent shift, the result of the deaths, the higher profile the whole Afghanistan conflict has taken over the past few days, really. I think the government was shocked by the deaths at the end of last week. And then the public response, of course, the media response. And now it's now a political issue where Clegg and Cameron criticising government policies, refusal to give more helicopters and resources to the troops. So I think now Brown is on, to put it mildly, on the defensive. He's written a letter to senior MPs saying there's a clear strategy. A lot of people say it's not a clear strategy.
So, I mean, extra resources they're promising, that in itself is not really a strategy, is it? I mean, do they have a new strategy then? Are we going to see a change?
Well, a clear strategy, which Gordon Brown refers to, you put enough troops on the ground so you'll be able to keep control of a much bigger expanse of Helmand Province. But then it's meant to be to develop the Afghan army, you know, and increase better governance and all that stuff. Build up civilian projects. They've been delayed. They haven't been done with the civilian infrastructure projects because there haven't been enough civilians or enough security to have civilians working at these projects, engineers and so on. Also because of the corruption of President Karzai's government. So it's in a way a vicious circle too, and putting money into aid projects and so on can't work until you've got security. Security is provided by the military. The military say, you know, we can't win this war by military means alone.
I mean, in overall terms, the very idea of winning this war is becoming absurd, really, isn't it?
People say we win the whole enterprise, a conflict. Winning it means hearts and minds as well as actually killing Taliban. Well, you're not winning hearts and minds at all for all sorts of reasons. The trouble is that the quite ordinary Afghan is not yet convinced that the British and American forces and the foreign forces are actually winning and preventing them from being brutalized by the Taliban.